Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 9:43, 17 till 10. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center. Newell's coming up next, and then Scoot will be here all day long. It's the first day of open enrollment, and they got a free seminar coming up at 10 o'clock. You don't need an appointment. Come on in. They'll be glad to tell you everything you need to know about Medicare. Clancy Dubose joins us now, WWL Louisiana political analyst. Great job, Clancy, on Saturday night. I watched you in between the LSU game on Channel 4. Nice job.
Thank you, Tommy. I think the election was more exciting than the LSU game, but I'm glad the Tigers won. My wife and my younger son are both LSU grads, and I think you and I both went to LSUNO at one point.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
UNO, LSU,
I went to UNO, whatever it's going to wind up. Newell Norman sitting right across from you also went to UNO. Hey, let me ask you this, Clancy. I'm no Clancy Dubose, and certainly I'm no Newell Norman, but when it comes to this budget thing with the city, and I know you got legal and political here that are not necessarily on the same page, but it would seem to me, okay, LaTori Cantrell made out her budget, right? This is what I want. But it would also seem to me that you got the mayor-elect on a council at large, and you got a lot of the council returning. So it would seem to me, I don't know if this is legal or not, but the common sense thing would be, okay, LaToya, yeah, that's great, but you're not going to be here. This is what we need to deal with. So this is the budget that we're going to craft. And maybe officially or unofficially, we get Mayor-elect Moreno's input into this and also the council's, and then we'll send it back to you. But if you don't like it, you don't sign it, and then the council can override it. Am I making stuff up in my head here or not?
No, you're pretty much forecasting what's going to happen.
Okay.
There's the law, there's politics, and then there's reality. And the intersection of those is the reality. That is exactly what's going to happen. Helena will have let me back up a minute. Even if this were not, we were not on the cusp of a change in administration, if this were 2 years ago, Dutch Morial used to have a saying, the man proposes and the Lord disposes, you know, like best laid plans of mice and men often go awry or astray. But not the best laid plans, but he said, man proposes and the Lord disposes. And he was talking about the budget. He says, I submit the budget,
right,
but the council holds the purse strings, and they can tweak and adopt, and whatever they do, that's it. I mean, the mayor can, I don't remember if the mayor has a line item veto. I know the governor does, but anyway. But the mayor can veto the budget, and the council can override it. And this council will pass the budget that Helena Moreno feels most comfortable with. I'll put it that way. Not
that
she's going to dictate
it. That's what I thought.
But we are going to see a level of cooperation that we haven't seen for 8 years. I mean, when Mitch Landrieu was mayor, the council had a whole lot of 7-0 votes. He had a very good relationship with his council, and his council because that's the council he had to work with, and he had a very good relationship with them, and they respected him and trusted him, and it was, and the city got moving, we got to remember where we were 16 years ago. Everything had come to a halt for 4 years after Katrina, 5 years after Katrina, and so we needed a council and a mayor to work together, and that's what we need now. And I'm telling you right now, I don't like to make predictions, but this is the safest prediction. They're saying the sun's going to rise in the east tomorrow. This new council is going to work very well with the mayor and vice versa, the new mayor.
And along those lines, I was asking Matthew Willard just now, looking ahead, do you see anything that would derail any of this?
When you say any of this, you mean the budget or just the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Relationship between the relationship
between the mayor and the council, because it seems
I don't foresee anything, but you know, stuff can always happen. But you know, mm-hmm. I think that you've got, when people are of are well intentioned and have and put the city first, it's easier than in other times where for the mayor and the council or the executive and the legislative to get together and do the right thing. And I think we have a council that comes in. Everybody knows it's a crisis, and in a crisis, people band together. Look, during the COVID epidemic, the council and the mayor stood together, you know, and we have a crisis for in terms of the city and the well-being of the citizens and the quality of life here. This is as big a crisis as COVID. It's just not national. It's intensely local.
What I find, I don't know if it's ironic or what the phrase would be, although they got this big deficit looming, I find more people optimistic about the city more than have been in a long, 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 long time. You?
Yes, I believe that's true. But I think the reality of what of the kind of cuts that may be required hasn't sunk in yet. They're focusing on the election and not on the budget. When the reality of the budget sinks in, it could give Helena Moreno a fairly short honeymoon. But I think people are going to trust her. That's the reason she got elected. People know her and they trust her. And when she and the council work together on this and they adopt an austerity budget, whatever it may be, there are going to be some cuts or possibly some taxes, which might, I would think, if they pass any kind of tax, it would be temporary to get us out of this hole. And, you know, an emergency type revenue measure. And that's the time to do it right out the box and then get it done and then try to undo it as things get better and, you know, see what they can do to keep the city functioning and get the city functioning and keep it functioning.
And tell me again where this hole came from. This was overspending, under revenue, underestimating revenue,
the biggest reason for the hole in this budget is overtime spending. And the mayor's saying, oh, it's all about the terrorist attack on January 1. No, it's not all about that. It's that and consultants, outside consultants. Those two things account for millions and millions of dollars. And frankly, the administration, which sees the spending day to day, either took its eye off the ball or didn't release that information in time for the council to do something mid-year. But, you know, the terrorist attack happened on January 1. So why did we not hear about this budget crisis until September, early October? Why is that? Why did it take 9 months for the administration to say, oh, yeah, we got a budget problem. We got a deficit of, and it's more than $100 million. That's what my
sources tell me. When it comes to the honeymoon, if you will, with Helena Moreno, the public has to realize that this is a mess she's inheriting, right?
Yes,
you think?
Yes, absolutely. The current mayor is leaving the new administration and the council in the biggest hole I think that any mayor has ever left a successor in, because it's recurring. We have over $100 million deficit this year. Okay, we have 2.5 months to dig out of it, to save over $100 million. I mean, think about that. And for the mayor to wait till October to tell people, or late September, that is absolutely ridiculous. It's misfeasance, if not malfeasance.
But they did know about it in February a little bit, right? The council did?
In February? I don't think so.
I thought J.P. Morrell told me that. No.
Well, he might have. He might have said it could happen, but I don't think he predicted a $100 million deficit back in February, because if he had, he would have done something about it.
I got you. I'm just trying to get a handle on it. I know they went from something, the number went from 40 to 100 to 30. I don't know. Real quick, when it comes to Helena Moreno and the support that she got from around the city, are you surprised by any of it?
Not really. You know, the voters of New Orleans know her. They trust her. And what they like about her is the fact that she stays calm in the middle of a storm, so to speak. She doesn't, you know, react in a very emotional way the way the current mayor does and get angry and curse people out. She works well with people that she disagrees with. And the mayor we have can't even work well with people that she agrees with. So it's a complete change in tone and style and substance. So that's what they voted for.
Tell me how you said that. You said they got politics, they got reality,
politics,
and what did you say,
legality? Politics and law, and their intersection of those two is reality. If you look at it on a Venn diagram,
that's what we're dealing with. Thank you, Clancy.
Okay, appreciate it, man.
Take it easy. Pleasure as always. Clancy Dubose, WWL Louisiana political analyst. We'll talk to Newell Norman when we come back. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 953, 7 till 10 on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.